Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy godsister. Hey, hey, welcome to the show. Today we're going to be talking about PTSD, so let's get into it. Hi, I missed you all. I caught the COVID, y'all. That damn Omarion. Omicron for non-Black people, but my voice is back. Well, I didn't really lose my voice, but I wasn't breathing well and some other stuff, but we can talk about all that later. How are you doing? Did you make it through the holidays okay? Happy New Year! I'm excited about this year, y'all. Look, I don't have one of those super inspirational messages about the new year, but the Dear Wifey podcast does, so check him out. I saw the message on Instagram, and I thought it was so great, and I'm just trusting God for all the things that he's placed on my heart. Today is going to sound heavy. New beginnings are heavy. Healing can be heavy. Coming to the truth can be heavy. However, when we look at what is wrong in our current lives, it should be mostly, if not only, to find a solution to wholeness. PTSD, CPTSD, and a new term that I learned, PTRD, that's what we're going to talk about today. So here's how I'm going to tackle this in our time together. We are going to talk about PTSD and all those other letters and how we get there. I'll tell you about my experience and the journey thus far to heal. So first things first, some people are naive, some are not. None of us are raised the same. None of us think the same. Some of y'all bottle trauma away like you work for Pepsi. Some of us don't. I don't. Remember Solange said she tried to drink and sex it away, and all of that ain't work. That said, you or anyone else, me included, has no right to judge anyone with your hindsight or your trauma response, your fear of looking stupid, or the confidence you have that someone else does or doesn't or fakes. The amount of factors that go into making each person a unique and complex being is vast. Whoever you are has nothing to do with anyone else. And to be real, you need to address your lack of empathy and understanding. And my goodness, just for once, please shut up. Now, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. CPTSD. Complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and PTRD, post-traumatic relationship disorder. Little caveat here. The last two, CPTSD and PTRD, are not clinically recognized. However, there is more research going into the last two, with PTRD being the newest that is undergoing a level of research before being recognized. However, it's important to note there are a lot of things that are not yet recognized, but mental professionals are aware of them. And at times it is appropriate to use the phrases or it's appropriate to use the categorization until enough research has been done to concretely report on these types of, you know, categories on a regular basis. That said, the PTSDs are not just reserved for military members, first responders, or sex abuse survivors. You don't need a physical interaction for this to become a reality in your life. It's just an extraordinarily stressful event that shatters your sense of security, making you feel helpless. Trauma is damage to the mind after anything that is frightening or distressing for the experiencer. And for some, it can be buried quickly. Although avoidance is a part of PTSD. Some recover quickly, others not so much. Some people need to go therapy, and some of y'all don't realize that it's a real thing that you should be looking into. The use of MRI and CT scans by psychological professionals has revealed actual changes to the brain structure. It's a new set of symptoms or behaviors that impact and challenge that person's normal life operation. The challenge may be immediate or later realized. For those having undergone emotional or psychological abuse, it can start while you're still in the relationship, aka trauma bonds. PTSD can become realized once you realize the threat or impact of the experience or experiences that you are undergoing. So this is what comes with PTSD, because it's not just what we see on TV. Like, most things that affect us mentally are. PTSD can be intrusive thoughts, loss of memory and concentration, nightmares, confusion, mood swings, location and or person avoidance, social withdrawal or social isolation. You can be easily startled, disassociation, suicidal thoughts and attempts, lack of interest in doing things you once liked, excessive apologizing, fatigue, extreme fatigue, tachycardia, which is an irregular beat of your heart, vague pain such as migraines or pain throughout the body, extreme alertness, edginess, insomnia, obsessive behaviors, depression, anxiety, guilt, shame, numbing of feelings, irritability, panic attacks, anger. All right, y'all, I'm tired now. I mean, there's more, but let's move on. Relentless stress, bullying, and domestic violence are some common and overlooked sources. Breakups of significant relationships, humiliation, and deliberate cruelty from another person. PTSD can result in, or even is sometimes, emotional regulation dysfunction or lack of clarity in your emotions. Any situation where you find yourself overwhelmed and isolated can result in a PTSD experience. PTSD can be short term after the symptoms last at least 1 month, or long term. It can result from trauma that doesn't even include physical harm. The more helpless and frightened you feel, the better chance of being traumatized you have. Undealt with childhood trauma or unresolved issues can make you more susceptible to traumatization. So while all narcissists aren't abusive, the behaviors generally carried out by a narcissist can be. And some people don't know that they're narcissists or that they are on the spectrum of narcissistic behavior. Some do. The relationship with a narcissist is highly and chronically stressful. I never knew who was coming home. Actually, I could talk to him on his way home and he'd be cool and fun and loving. But when he got to the house, it was a demon I was not expecting. The relationship is unpredictable, both psychologically and emotionally, and maybe even physically abusive. Let's be clear. You don't have to touch someone to be abusive. The relationship is neglectful, full of gaslighting and lying. There's betrayal, rejection, and punishment. It's a relationship of never feeling safe and secure. And don't let you for a moment feel safe and say it, because baby, it'll end immediately. Actually, they'll probably just pick a fight with you because you said it. Your nervous system loses the ability to relax because it will never have the chance to. Your flight or fight response is always activated, so everything in your body is constantly firing. Some of the PTSD is your system continuing in the trauma bond despite having removed yourself from the situation. And it's your job as the survivor to do the work to get better. Not blame the person who put you through it. Remember to be kind to yourself and get better for yourself, but do exactly that. Maybe you didn't understand the consequences of ignoring a red flag. Maybe you don't and didn't have the interpersonal experiences to know what could really happen to you from ignoring these signs. Maybe you were overly optimistic about their healing or the impact of your support. Maybe you were unprepared. You were trauma bonded. Maybe you didn't even know what a trauma bond was. I didn't know what one was until after my relationship ended. The mind is powerful, and sometimes it will disassociate just to protect you. So you really aren't aware of the danger you are or were in. For family and friends who care, here's my Sour Patch moment. I'm kind of a Sour Patch kid, you guys, so bear with me on this one. But telling someone, whether you care about them or not, to just leave, it's short-sighted, and quite frankly, it's one of the laziest and most selfish things you can say. It takes nothing to say that. And that's my whole point. You have done nothing. You don't even understand enough to help your loved one, or target for many of you, engage in behaviors and educate themselves in order to leave. And it shows. Anyway, my story is like this. My symptoms of CPTSD, or complex PTSD, started while I was still in that relationship. Honestly, I didn't even realize that it was starting to happen to me. I knew something was wrong. There were times I knew I wanted to leave. And when we talk about trauma bonds next week, we'll cover that. But many of the aforementioned symptoms were extremely powerful in my life. Leaving and going no contact didn't magically make it better either. If anything, that's when I really started to realize what was wrong. Nightmares and sleep paralysis wreaked complete havoc. And no matter how tired I was, I didn't sleep long enough. I didn't sleep peacefully, and I never got enough sleep. I withdrew from everyone. I attempted suicide, and I thank God that he saved me from it. I felt guilty. My ex was upset. I didn't want this to happen. The breakup or my breakdown. I couldn't make decisions. Everything I could remember played through my head on an endless loop. I had no interest in anything. I had serious mood swings that affected my work relationships, and mostly my work relationships, because that was the one place where I could not be myself. I was easily startled. So Habitat for Humanity came and picked up some old furniture. One of the guys accidentally dropped something. I really don't remember what. I shrieked, almost screaming, ran, and tried to curl into a ball while standing up. He spent 5 minutes apologizing to me and asking if I was okay. I already say sorry a lot. And eventually a good friend started to ask me why I was apologizing. She knew why, but she wanted me to start to see it. My memory was shot. There was actually a period where I didn't remember much about my relationship. I just remember how it felt. And that was paralyzing. I was so alert from the nightmares. I just knew my ex was going to attack me, and whether it was in his plans or not, I can't say. But I knew that I was scared every moment I was outside of my house. I went completely numb. Actually, when I told my sister bestie about my suicide attempt, I almost shrugged it off. Like, it was in the past and it was okay, although I literally told them within a day or two of it happening. I can only imagine now the fear that ran through their bodies when they found out. My work days were interrupted by a number of panic attacks and failure to get anything done. Mind you, I already have ADHD. And because of that attempt, I had to contract with my therapist to stay out of a psych hold. It was the worst session I ever had with her, and not because of her, just because what was going on was that bad. Fast forward 4 months and I was only doing so much better. I had an ineffective doctor, I was on leave from work, and I was just finding the psychiatrist who, along with my therapist, has helped me pave my path to stability again. I cried all the time. Most of my day was spent crying. If you're finding yourself like this while in a relationship, especially one with a narcissist or some other type of personality disorder, I'm going to honestly tell you that I don't know if you should leave yet, but what I do think you should do is start going to therapy and start to sort out what is happening in your life. You will have to heal without closure. And if you are with a narcissist or another personality disorder, there is no closure you can get except from yourself. And I don't know if I have closure, or I just know there isn't any. So I've moved on trying to just heal. You will have to learn about narcissism. And while it may seem to reopen wounds, until you know and are fully educated about what is going on, then maintaining no contact and staying gone will be much harder than it already is. They have trained you to see them as the fix to your issues. And until you know how they did that by knowing what they are, you may go back and then it'll be worse. Going back will not solve the nightmares or anything else. Some of the things I did to heal, I just did optimistically because I really didn't think it'd work, but I also had nothing to lose. They did work. I walked. Dog and I would walk 3 miles a day. Literally every day it didn't rain until the first heat wave hit. I meditated. I had accidentally forgotten to cancel my Calm app subscription 2 months before the breakup, so I used it every day. I did yoga. Now, some Christians are super against yoga, but for me, stretching and finding moments to relax were more than beneficial. Movement and activity will start to repair your nervous system. It will start to teach your body to leave the flight or fight status. I became super aware of my tachycardia, which I had as a child before. I recall while I was still in my relationship, at one point I said to myself, if I don't leave, I will die by the time I'm 56 because my heart will give out. Initially, I wanted to isolate myself, but my friends being so open and willing to reconnect with me was important. I thought my friends hated me and blamed me for what happened. I had already lost one of my friends. I can think of at least three people that are and would have been amazing friends if I could have even cultivated those relationships. I listened to people tell me they didn't like what was going on and so on. But even I didn't understand for a long time why I couldn't leave. I was terrified to tell people that I didn't want to leave, but that the circumstances just resulted in it. That never happened though. No one ever said any of that to me. Sometimes I just got a heart emoji and that went such a long way. Everyone was willing to listen to whatever it was I did have to say, or at least would talk to me about anything else. Even now, I worry that whatever I share with my friends is pretty sad or Debbie Downer-ish, but it's met with conversation and care. So ask for help. Do the things you think might make you happy. I experienced so much loss of self trying to stop a lot of the personal attacks that would happen. It's been so nice to do the things I liked or always wanted to try to do. Do quote unquote normal things, even though you don't feel normal. And you feel very different and removed. Get help. In an upcoming episode, you'll get to hear from my psychiatric nurse, where I didn't even know I wasn't sleeping until she stepped in. I didn't even know what sleep felt like anymore because my ex had caused so much sleep deprivation while I was with him. And then I wasn't sleeping after, between the nightmares and the paralysis. And by nightmares, I mean, I literally saw my ex with weapons attempting to harm or kill me. And I didn't know that I was asleep. I just knew I was in danger and I couldn't move. Cry all you need to and eat. Find 1 to 5 things that take no effort to make or to get and just eat those same things over and over and over again. As long as you eat, don't be afraid of medicine. My provider was so great that even when we started a plan for what comes after the medicine. I knew that whatever we had to do to get stable would be treated until stability was a part of me again. Don't try to be any more than what you are. And what you are is pretty great, even though it's not that obvious right now. Take care of yourself. You still matter. Self-care will remind you that you still matter. I'm going to stop here. Your action steps are to journal about anything. Does any of this sound like something you've dealt with? If you are dealing with it, can you start by just finding a therapist, a neutral third party, a licensed, neutral, professional third party that you can talk to? If you're out of the relationship, if you're out of the experience, can you try some of the things I did and see if that helps at all? All right, you guys, that's it for this week. Let me know how you're doing over on IG. Do you guys like the daily affirmations or journal prompts from past episodes? Y'all, I've been in my email multiple times a day since probably last week, waiting for my grad school acceptance letter when I just applied last week. Enjoy this cold ass Northeast weekend, because what the hell? All I'm doing is staying inside where the heat is. So if you go outside, that's on you. But I'm also not leaving the Northeast unless I had a really good reason. And there sure isn't one of those. You're loved in the midst of all of it. No matter what you think of yourself, love follows you everywhere. Bye.